Das Chazor zu sich nicht mehr so bachig, es ist schlag, wenn er beim Yehudem ist, sagt, der Shabbos darf Yud Gimel. Ich nehme, kein Yehudem bei der Yehudem Hazov. Preis ist, der Shemun Lozer says, from the fact that we're only going with a Zova, not with, let's say, a Zova and a Tardik, a man, we see, because that would never happen, a Tardik, a man would never even be, would never even be with a Zova. He would never even eat with a Zova. It shows how careful people are when it comes to Tumantara. Bryce says similarly a Zov that's a Parush who's careful with the halachas of Tumentara should not eat with a Zov who's an Amoritz. Baya says because he may come to eat things that weren't given Meiser from properly. Rava says because if they get used to eating together when they're a Zov, then even after they're no longer Tomei, they may still eat together and then it may lead the Parush to eat from the Amoritz something which is Tomei. Mari asked, may I need to sleep in the same bed with her husband if they're both wearing clothing? If Yosef said, there's a mission that says, that Beis Hillel says you're not even allowed to put chicken and cheese on the same table. So you see, you can't put flesh and milchus on the same table. So clearly, a Zov, a Nida, should not be allowed to sleep in the same bed as her husband, even if they're wearing clothing. Mari says, this is no Raya. It could be that chicken and cheese can't be put on the same table because there's only one person there and there's no one to remind him to stop him from doing an Isser. But when it comes to the Nida with her husband, since there are two people, there's two dais there, so therefore one would prevent the other from doing something which is also, maybe that's why it would be Mutter. So there's no Raya from the Mishnah over there with the Flesh and the Milchiks. We see this concept of dais from later in that same Mishnah where Shimon Gamliel says that you have two strangers can eat, one can eat milk and one can eat meat and they can eat at the same table because they're not going to come to eat from each other. You see, it's because they're dais, that's why the Chayr would be allowed. Mari asked, the case of Shimon Gamliel is explained to be limited to where they don't know each other. Maybe that's why there's no gzera that, and they're allowed to eat on the same table one flesh and one milch. But it could be a husband and a wife where they know each other, and therefore they're more comfortable with each other. They should not be allowed to sleep in the same bed, even if they're wearing clothing. Mari says that a husband and a wife, besides being deus, two different people, they also have a shina, the fact that they're sleeping with clothing. Normally they don't sleep with clothing. Therefore, that's the Gemara's question. Maybe it should be allowed. Maybe we could bring a raya from our Mishnah, which says that a Zov and a Zov are not allowed to eat together, so it's definitely a need of sleeping in a bed with her husband, even with clothing, Shachari should be Aser. Our Mishnah, Zakh Nimara, is no raya, because in the case of the eating, there's no shinuya, maybe that's why it's Aser, but in the case of the sleeping, since they're sleeping with clothing, there's a shinuya, maybe that's why it would be Mutter. Mara finally brings a hekesh from a pasuk that compares a person's friend's wife to his own wife when she's a nida. The Chardis teaches that just like someone's not allowed to sleep in the same bed with his friend's wife, even if they're both wearing clothing, so too someone's not allowed to sleep in the bed with his own wife who's a nida, even if they're wearing clothing, shema minah. Rabbi Pedos argues, and he says that it actually would be mutter, because he says the whole, even lying together in the same bed with someone's wife who's a nida without clothing, is only also derabbanon. So therefore, making it also to lie in the same bed with clothing would be a gzera l'gzera, and we don't make a gzera l'gzera. Mar says that Ula would actually kiss his sisters, even though he told others that it's usur for them to kiss their sisters, and Tosfos explains because he knew that he was at the level where it wouldn't lead him to have any bad thoughts or anything like that. Tana of Eliyahu gives a maisa of a Talmud Chacham who learned a lot and did all things seemingly very right and died very young, and his wife would ask, I don't understand, there's supposed to be a Richas Yomer for someone who learns like this, and how could it be that he died young? Eliyahu himself came, and when he spoke to the wife, they uncovered that she would sleep with her husband in the same bed during Shiva Nakiyim, and he said that's why he deserved to die, because he was over on the Divrei Rabbanon. Edi explained the reason why this man must have thought it was mutter, because it was a very big bed, so they weren't even near each other. Yisachim Yosef says because she wore pants, and that's why he thought it was mutter. Zok the Mishnah, and these were from the halachas that were decided in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurion when the Chum went up to visit him. And they voted, and because the people of Beis Shammai outnumbered the people of Beis Hillel, they passed like Beis Shammai on these 18 things that were decided on that day. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, is it Elu Tnan? Is it only Elu, meaning from this Mishnah further, those are the things that were learned in the attic of Hananya, or is it Ve'elu, even the previous things we learned in the last Mishnah also were learned over there in the attic? Mara brings a brisa that shows that the halacha of taking lice off the clothing or reading from Araner, this was also decided by Hananya, Mechizkiya, and Megaron in the attic. So you see that it's Ve'elu, even the earlier mission was decided over there as well. Mara brings a brisa that asks, who's the one who wrote Megillas Tainis? The brisa said it was Hananya, Mechizkiya, and his chevra. They're the ones who wrote it because they found so beloved the fact that when they were tsaris, we had nisim that we were delivered from the tsaris from, and therefore they made all those yom tovim and they put into Megillas Tainis. Yehuda Merav said that Hananya, Mechizkiya is zocher l'toyiv, he's zocher oiso ish l'toyiv, because he saved Sefer Yecheskel from being buried, because certain of the psukim seemed to be soiser, certain psukim of the Torah, so he went up and he locked himself up in the attic and he darshan those psukim so that it shouldn't be soiser, and that saved Sefer Yecheskel from being hidden from us forever. Mishnah said, Ushmeina asar davar gazru on that day. The Gemara now starts in a lengthy and sometimes detailed discussion of what these 18 things are. The Gemara does so in groups. So the first group is from a Mishnah, and this Mishnah says as follows. Mishnah lists 10 things that say that these things make truma puzzle, meaning that it won't make a tummy to make a puzzle, meaning that the thing itself becomes a sheni. These following 10 things become a sheni. A sheni l'tuma. Someone who eats something which is a rishon l'tuma. Number 2 is someone who eats something that's a sheni l'tuma. Number 3 is someone who drinks liquids that are tummy. Number 4 is a tful yom who takes a bath in mayim she'uvim. Also becomes a sheni. Number 5, a Torah person who has 3 lugum of mayim she'uvim poured over him. Number 6, a sefer, a parchment, a klaf, a sefer of Tanakh. Also has a din of a sheni. Number 7, unwashed hands, stam yadayim, have a din of a sheni. Number 8 is a tful yoim has a din of a sheni. Number 9 is food and kalim that became tummy from tummy liquids are also a sheni. Which is really number 9 and number 10. The food is number 9 and the kalim and number 10 that became tummy from tummy liquids are also a sheni. Rabbi Baruch Hanna proves from a Mishnah that is Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds that someone who eats a rishon or someone who someone who eats a sheni, they both become a sheni. We see that that's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua in a Mishnah. So the Tana of this Mishnah is obviously Rabbi Yeshua.